The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Stephanie is on the phone for, am I wrong? Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay.
Oh, good.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, good. Yeah, Megan's here too, Stephanie.
Hi.
I'm having kind of an argument with my husband.
You're having an argument with your husband?
Yeah.
Okay, welcome to the club. Well, I mean, I'm not arguing with my husband, but anyway.
Oh.
What's the argument about? What's going on?
Well, I got one of those poles that you could install for, like, dancing in your house. And I wanted to put it in the bedroom and do, like, you know, be able to do dances for him.
You got a stripper pole for your bedroom?
Yeah.
And that caused an argument?
I thought he was going to be so excited about it. I thought he was going to be so excited to be, like, all over it. And he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to put it up, and so it's like still sitting there, and I'm kind of baffled.
Yeah, that's
weird.
It's a little weird that your husband wouldn't want a stripper pole in the bedroom. Usually, it's the other way around.
Yeah, I know. I thought he was really gonna love it.
Yeah,
and doesn't want
to
do it.
Okay, what's your husband's name?
His name's Mike.
All right, let's call Mike and find out what's going on.
Hello?
Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, Mike. How are you? It's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE. Good
hey,
morning.
Mike.
Okay. Hi. How's it going?
Hi.
Hey, we're good.
Great.
Wait a minute. We have your wife on the phone, too, Stephanie.
Hi, honey.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on? All right. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Well, we had a kind of a bizarre question for you, Mike.
Mike, we heard that your wife wants to install a stripper pole in your bedroom, and you don't want that to happen.
This is on the radio, huh?
Well, they won't let us on TV anymore.
Yeah.
So we're stuck with the radio.
Forever.
is that true that you don't want the stripper pole in your bedroom?
Largely. I mean, I'm not opposed to the nude dancing part.
No, God, I mean, who is?
So then why don't you want the pole there? Like, what's the difference?
It's so permanent. It's just like, from a tactical standpoint, I got to install this thing, and, like, there's going to be sheetrock issues, and, I don't know.
Yeah, I imagine those things have to be braced pretty strong. I mean, you've got a woman flipping around on it. And
what are you trying to say?
I mean, I'm saying anytime you hang on something, it's got to be sturdy. Stephanie?
Yes.
Are you like, I mean, have you done pole dancing before? Is this like an old profession or hobby of yours? Or is this...
I suppose it could have been, but you know, I just started taking it at my gym.
And yeah.
I mean, yeah, it would be for him, but it's also like a piece of workout equipment.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
So you would use it to work out.
I'm in such great shape now.
Okay, no, I bet. So it's like having an exercise bike, only you'd be naked on it. And
yeah, right. It's like, you know, instead of having like a huge, like, you know, a piece of equipment down in the den in front of the television.
Right.
So, like Nordic or something.
Right.
It's a pole in the bedroom.
But would you also use it for its, you know, other intended purpose?
Of course. Of course.
I mean, we can do that without making an entire new structure in our bedroom.
Okay. No, I get it. All right. Hang on one second, you two. We have some people with some opinions, maybe some people have had a similar argument.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. 340-9595.
We could rent a pole, but that sounds gross. I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
I don't know if you want to rent
that.
Them. No. You don't know where those things have been. Hang on. It's like bowling shoes, you know?
Yeah, no.
Hang on one second. 340-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hey, my name's Duncan.
Hey, Duncan. What do you think about this guy who doesn't want the stripper pole in his bedroom?
I mean, I can see his point of view. You know, like, it's permanent. I wouldn't want it in my place. For real.
You wouldn't want a stripper pole in your bedroom either?
No.
Okay. We had a lot of practical thinking dudes listening to this show.
Yeah, really. You really do.
Yeah, a lot of, like, you know, guys thinking, well, you know, you got to...
Just because of the way it looks or just because of the inconvenience of installing it?
I mean, actually both. I mean, I don't think it looks attractive, you know, in the middle of your room.
Right.
And also, I was thinking, what if you, you know, age and she doesn't, you know, use it anymore? I don't know. What if you, like, have kids and have grandkids and you're not able to uninstall it anymore? Do you actually ask... Build up the courage to ask your grandkids, hey, would you mind taking the stripper pole out of my room, please?
I'm assuming you can take it out if you can put it in.
No,
right?
Yeah. I mean, you can. Hey, if you can put it in, you can take it out.
Yeah.
But that's not a
that's
euphemism.
That's what she says.
Hey, thanks for calling. We really appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, look, maybe it's an insurance thing. Maybe they're worried that it cranks up your homeowner's insurance. Like when you get a trampoline, you have to pay more for homeowner's insurance because the risk of injury goes up.
It's very technical, yeah.
I'm just saying. You think it's cool just to put in a stripper pole, but first of all, you got to make sure it's braced. You probably have to put it to some kind of support beam. The insurance information, you know. It's crazy. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Panavidra Patrick. I haven't called him in a long time.
I know, Panavidra Patrick. We've missed you. How are you?
Fine, very well. I can understand what the guy's saying about not having to put it all in and everything, but the most interesting part is that there are a lot of women in this position. They're taking pole dancing, exercising at their classes, et cetera, and they need a place to practice and maybe even to make some money. There should be like an Uber pole dancing system where maybe the city just puts up poles everywhere and people can just bust a move. And start
great invention.
And make money.
Kind of like the skate parks that are popping up all over the place.
Exactly.
I like maybe put the pole parks right next to the skate parks.
I don't know if that's sanitary.
That might cause... Yeah, you're right. That's probably true. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Adam.
Hey, Adam, what do you want to say?
I got to say the guys are crazy not to want to put something like that in their room.
The guy's crazy not to want the stripper pole in the room.
Definitely.
Why is that?
Well, unless they don't have a very good-looking wife or something, then why not?
Yeah.
Permanent or not, they're not permanent, first off. But
you know that from experience, or?
No, but I've definitely looked into them.
Oh, you have?
You can definitely take them down.
And yeah.
If my wife hears this, then she knows that she can definitely have one. Definitely put one out there.
All right, good. And then she and all her friends can come over and they can play on it.
No, just me and her. But all right.
Well, that's nice of you. That's very romantic. Hey, thanks so much for your call, Adam. We really appreciate it. So that's the one dude we talked to who's actually into it.
Yeah.
Every other dude was like, oh, I see where he's coming from. You know, you got to get the brackets in there, and you're going to need some kind of level.
I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I get a lot of stuff to do around the house. Most of it I don't want to, but I'd be okay installing
it. You'd be down with that one? Yeah.
You know, but here's the thing. I say that now, but it would probably be like every other project. We'd order it, and it would come, and it would sit in the garage for like a month, and my wife would be like, could you maybe please put up that stripper pole this weekend? And I'd be like, fine, I'll get to it. And then the shutters and the trash needs to go out. Okay.
Sounds about right.
Well, look, Stephanie, a lot of people are saying that, you know, it may not be the best thing to put a pole in your bedroom. You know, can't you just not put the pole in your bedroom?
I can't. I just got excited about it. And,
yeah.
And, you know, it is. It's a good workout. And it was kind of a gift for both of us.
Yeah.
Now I feel bad. But I still, you know, the argument in my brain is still like, what if somebody walks in and sees this stripper pole in our bedroom? It's like, I don't know.
Who's going to be coming in our bedroom? It's like you, me, and the kids.
Oh, you have kids?
Yeah,
we have two kids.
Oh, that could be totally fun for them, too.
No.
They could, like, play firemen and stuff.
Oh, my God, no.
I didn't know you had kids. Oh, that puts a whole new spin on it. No, I get no pun intended.
That's a great idea. They could play fireman.
They could play fireman, yeah.
Oh, that's super, no. Right.
Hang on 1 second, you two. Maybe we should rethink this whole pole in the bedroom thing.
Yeah.
I mean, what kid doesn't want a pole in their parents' room? 340. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.